the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia farmers and agribusiness leaders from across the state met on Jekyll Island December 5th through the 7th for the 84th annual Georgia Farm Bureau Convention. The three-day event included a trade show and educational sessions that briefed farmers on policy and production issues affecting Georgia's major commodities. The convention's reconnect theme could not have been more appropriate, as it was the first time in 2 years that many of the attendees were seeing their farming friends from around the state. A new report finds just 11% of America's rural children are enrolled in after-school programs. The report, Spiking Demand, Growing Barriers, is based on a household survey conducted by Edge Research for the After School Alliance. The number of rural children enrolled in after-school programs dropped from 13% in 2014 to 11% in 2020. The new study finds that cost and transportation are significant barriers. Boehringer Ingelheim and the USDA's Agricultural Research Service are joining forces to offer veterinary students the opportunity to research diseases that could affect livestock and public health. The collaboration extends to Boehringer Ingelheim-led Veterinary Scholars Program, which has provided stipends for more than 3,500 veterinary students over 30 years. The expansion will create opportunities for up to 12 students to spend the summer at one of nine USDA sites working with an ARS scientist on a research project.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.